אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך
א'. We are reading in the study of the ten spherot. We are in part two.
עיגולים ויושר, כולל עשר.
In הסתכלות פנימית. Item 104, we've explained above, starting from those words.
Well, it's written 105 for me, but okay, 104. Let's see.
So, item 104. Headline, all the Sfirot of Or Chozer that come in Sfirot of Or Yeshar travel through Malchut. 104. We have explained above about the Kalelut of the Sfirot in order for the 10 Sfirot of the direct light, because there is no absence in spirituality. Any illumination that passes anywhere remains there in completeness, even after it moves to a different location. With regards to the 10 Sfirot of direct light, all the 10 Sfirot are present in Keter, 9 in Chochmah, 8 in Binah, etc. For that reason, it also appears by the same way in the 10 Sfirot of reflected light. That is, because here, the Sfira of Malchut becomes the origin of that reflected light. Thus, it is considered that every Bchina of reflected light that reaches its upper Sfirot must travel through Malchut, for the reason that Malchut emanates that light by the power of her masach, screen, which mates with the light of Ein Sof, that meets that masach.
Please,
well, if there are no questions, then we will continue onwards.
Let's go.
Item 105, the headline, when the reflected light of Yesod travels through Malchut, it leaves its root in Malchut, and so on by the same manner. 105. Therefore, when the Sfira of Yesod receives her light from Malchut, it necessarily means that Malchut received that light first. It comes to the Sfira of Yesod via the Zivug, the coupling with the light of Ein Sof, and the passing through Malchut. It turns out that the light of Yesod is present both in Malchut and in Yesod. It is the same with the reflected light that Hod receives, which by necessity acquired its place in passing through Malchut and Yesod. In that state, we find that there are three lights in Malchut, two and in Yesod, and one in Hod. Similarly, when Keter receives the last reflected light, there are already 10 lights of the 10 Sfirot of reflected light in Malchut. 9 in Yesod, 8 in Hod, etc. As was explained regarding the 10 Sfirot of direct light.
Kiev. То, что он здесь описывает, это он описывает работу снизу здесь.
Yes, the Rav. As what he describes here is that a description of the work from above downwards. So what does he mean by integration of the Sfirot? How is this happening?
What we don't attain, we don't know. I can't explain it to you. Attainment. If we work on the will to receive, to resemble it to the desire to bestow that we receive from above downward, and we gradually also come to attain the whole process how the giver gives us, how the upper one gives to us.
PT
19.
Why or how does he explain the reflected light that the Keter received? And the Malchut has 10 lights, the 10 Sfirot of reflected light, and it starts ascending. 10, 9, 8. How can it be? The light has to expand on everything. Why is there such a division?
Because the light bestows through all the Sfirot. In each Sfira, it's got particular, specific couplings, Zivugim Uvaka. And we can't explain it, because if you explain it, you get 1,000 volumes of the study of the Ten Sfirot. So the light that comes down from Keter to Chokhmah, from Chokhmah to Bina, what does it mean that it goes down or descends? It does these Zivugim Daka, couplings of striking. It builds Pratsufim, it builds descents, degrees, and in those sub-degrees, it builds it. You think it's something that goes through it like it's some substance. It's a desire. So every desire has to absorb, adjust itself to it, connect to it, do the striking, the ka'ah, pass it on, have a rosh toch sof in it, pass it on. So even a transition from one sphere to another, there's no transition there, but only through a potsuf that each and every sphere builds in order to connect to the sphere below it.
Yeah, but the first time I heard that on every sphere there's zivug daka.
Of course that too. Otherwise, how can the light pass from one state to another, from one desire to another? He's giving you the general scheme, but inside you have to know, and we learned it, that each sfira divides into sfirot, and this sfirot into more sfirot, and etc., infinitely, into infinity.
Wow, so it goes down, zivug, zivug, and zivug.
Yes, yes. Parts of him, parts of him, parts of him.
Thank you.
PT 18.
To understand the matter, can I see this as like lighting the candle from the candle that Malchut gives it to Yesod, and in the Yesod there's light? It's not damaged?
Of course it's not harmed. How can it be when I give, I grow less? By giving, I acquire even more of a kli by giving, because then I'm included with the one I'm giving to. And I have to develop that same will to receive that is in him, and fill it in me, and then give it to him. So through each act of giving, by this I grow, because I can't give to another if I'm not included in his desire, and I first of all do a zivug daka on me and preparations and lights and prepare everything, and then I hand it over to him. So I'm already included by giving to him. This is why he was greater than his friend, his desire is greater than him, and that's how we all grow. Everyone through everyone else. Precisely by giving, we grow.
So it happens in every sphira, from Yesod to Hod, same thing.
It's the same, never mind. Yes, each and every giving, it doesn't matter in which direction, the giver grows.
Kiev 2.
Thank you.
Kiev 2.
Рав, доброе утро. Говорится о 10 светах. Мы знаем 10 сферот.
Good morning. So we're speaking about 10 lights.
Что за 10 светов? Они имеют
какие-то названия? We know 10 сферот and 5 lights of Neron High. So what 10 lights are there?
No, we don't have more than Zohar Chai. But Zohar Pin we regard as one sphere, one light.
Eta 4.
Eta 4.
Rav, perché qui dice che la stessa luce passa da...
Why does he say that the same light goes from Malchut, why is there the detail, that detail's there?
What do you mean? It's reflected light. I guess that's what it means. That goes up from Malchut to Yesod. Yeah? That's how it works. The reflected light goes back up. Malchut of direct light becomes Keter of reflected light. PT 20.
We're speaking about reflected light. So a person who is already in attainment, that's the quality, right? So a person in attainment reads tests and studies how he's supposed to work? Or is he already in attainment and he understands from the attainment how he should work and perform with the masachim and so on?
A person who is in attainment understands what he has to do on one hand. On the other hand, precisely then he learns the study of the Ten Sefirot even more, because the study of the Ten Sefirot becomes to him like a practical user's guide. PT 22.
Good morning, Rav. The reflected light that the created being rises, he raises the zat of the circles?
No. Everything is done in the straightness, only from straightness, from Gao, the first three of the straightness. The circles are filled. There is no other connection between the straightness and the circles. And that too is because there are three sefirot in the straight line that are in wholeness. They come from above downward. So the more the lower one can fill the three sefirot of the straightness, from them the circles are filled. We will learn it. For now, there are things we don't use. Chadera
1. It's written that Malchut doesn't have lights, but the reflected light is received from Malchut of Ein Sof. So that means no lights, she only passes the light and didn't leave anything for herself. What does it mean she has no lights?
There is no direct light in Malchut, but only reflected light.
Thank you.
PG 19.
You said that we can't understand the middle line in our brain, but here he mentions Zivug Daka, that you can explain what it means in the 10.
He explained it to you with the example of the guest and the host. Go there and read.
But what is it? How do you do it in the 10? Zivug Daka.
From there you will learn.
From where?
From the story about the guest and the host.
You can understand it from there?
Yes. If you don't understand even this, I won't be able to explain to you anything. Gilad.
We are reading 106, title. By the Tkalelu, the integration of the reflected light in passing, the 10 sefirot became fixed in each and every sefira. Keter has 9 sefirot of direct light and 1 of reflected light. 106. It turns out that we have 10 sefirot in each sefira of the above 10 sefirot. Meaning, together with the reflected light. In other words, the light of Malchut that is received in each and every sefira completes 2 10 sefirot. In Keter, there are 9 sefirot of direct light, Kachab Chagat Nehi, and one of reflected light, namely Malchut, for she receives last from the ten sfirot of the reflected light. Consequently, she has only one light from the reflected light.
Yeah, go on. It'll be clearer soon.
107. Chochmah has 8 of direct light and 2 of reflected light. Bina has 7 of direct light and 3 of reflected light. 107. Chochmah has 8 sfirot of reflected light. Chochmah, Bina, and Chagat Nehi, and 2 of reflected light, which are her own part, which she received from the reflected light of Malchut, being Yesod of reflected light, and the part of Keter that traveled through her and remained there, so as never to move again, being Malchut of reflected light. Bina has 7 lights of direct light, which are Bina, Chagat Nehi, and 3 of reflected light, which are Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. She has Hod from her own, Yesod from the part of Chochmah that traveled through her, and Malchut from the part of Keter that traveled through her, meaning from Bina upwards.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav. The reflected light is the same light, just as direct light. It's like different, completely different perceptions of these lights. Is it the same light?
No. They can't be the same light. You can't have the same relation, because the Creator's relation to the created being is direct light, and the relation of the created being to the host, to the Creator, is a reflected light. Those are two forms of relation, of bestowal. Bestowal is light, and they are completely different. Go on, Gilad.
108. Chesed has 6 of direct light and 4 of reflected light. Gvoa has 5 of direct light and 5 of reflected light. Tiferet has 4 of direct light and 6 of reflected light. 108. Chesed has 6 sfirot of direct light, which are Chagat Nehi, and 4 sfirot of reflected light, which extend from Chesed upwards. In other words, she has her own part, namely Netzach, and the parts of Bina, Chochmah, and Keter, which are Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, that traveled through her and became fixed there. The same applies to Gvura, who got 5 sfirot of direct light, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. She also has 5 sfirot of reflected light, which are from Gvura upwards, meaning 4 parts of Keter, Chochmah, Bina and Chesed, being Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, which passed through her, and her own part, which is Tiferet of reflected light. Tiferet has 4 sfirot of direct light from Tiferet downwards, and 6 of reflected light from Tiferet upwards. In other words, it has 5 parts of Kachab Chug, which are Tanhim that pass through him, and his own part being Gvura of Or Chozer.
You can go to the archive and see tons of diagrams there about those triangles, how there is direct light and reflected light in the bestowal from above downward and bestowal back from below upward. How you have reflected light in each and every sphera. And there are always 10 in each sphera. But which part is of direct light and which part is of reflected light depends on the sphera itself and where it is, how much it receives from above downward, and how much it passes to the sphera after her, either below it or before it.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
What should I take from studying Tess?
What did he say?
What should I get inspired from by reading Tess?
Gilad, what did he say? I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, he's asking, what should I get inspired from Tess?
He should be inspired because you're learning about spiritual vessels that are in you and in everyone. And you're learning about how they are operated by the upper light and that you are in contact through this learning with the upper force. That's it. This is enough for you to know that you are in contact with the Creator by even listening to the study of the Tensurot, even if you don't understand. Bala Sulam had students who didn't even speak Hebrew. And he said, let them sit. They'll know. And they did know afterwards. Not through the language, but because they wanted to know really badly. Because what's important is the desire. If by knowing Hebrew you learn through the language, this is one thing. But if you sat and didn't know the language, but just yearned to understand what it's about, what's going on here, if you really yearn for it, not knowing the language, then you'd be receiving more because everything depends on the deficiency. Bulgaria.
Дорогой Раф, Йошер – это отношение творения Творцу и Гулим Творца творения.
Йошер, the straightness is the attitude between the circles of the Creator being. What is a triangle?
We haven't learned it. You have tons of diagrams. Diagrams and squares and all kinds of things. Wait, we haven't learned it. Don't ask what we haven't learned about.
Ita 4.
Rav, volevo chiedere, perché Bala Sulam...
I wanted to ask, why is Bala Sulam speaking about Neran Chai like the direct light, and the reflected light he writes as Malchutot Yesod?
I don't
understand.
Malchut
Yesod, he says, because we learned about how many lights we have of direct light and how many lights we have of reflected light, and in which sphere it splits. In each sphere you have lights of direct light and lights of reflected light. It depends where the sphere is. That's it. Tel Aviv 3.
Who performs the zivug in the sfirot, Malchut or the sfirot themselves?
Malchut in each and every sfira performs the zivug, the coupling.
What part do the sfirot take from the patsufim that the Malchut builds with them? What's their part?
Qualities that Malchut uses from the Sfirot are included in Malchut. Malchut uses them and does couplings of striking on them. Turkey 3.
Question from my 10. Isn't Or Pnimi included in Malchut?
Malchut nisheret reika.
Malchut remains empty. Malchut remains empty. She has only the reflected light. We will learn about it. And I think we also read the day before yesterday, or maybe yesterday.
Tbilisi.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Извините, если я не опоздал. Вопрос относится к 105-му пункту.
Maybe I'm a bit late with the question, but I'm asking about 104. When the reflected light goes through of the Yesod goes through the Malchut, it brings his root there. What root is he speaking about?
The light that was in some desire fashions the desire, and the desire remains the way the light fashioned it. So this is why in spirituality, all the previous states, even billions and billions of states, they all remain and complete the general spiritual kli vessel until it is complete, round. This is why all the lights enter and build more and more pots of fame. And also what we're doing now builds more and more pots of fame. Endlessly, infinitely. And in the merging, in the mingling of the Sefirot, the later Malchut of Ein Sof is established, and the whole Kli of the complete soul. This is how it happens. There is no absence in spirituality.
Sergia, Tov.
Sergia.
PT Arba.
PT 4.
It says that every sfira includes another 10 sfirot. Does it mean that every sfira is a viut masach and no chozer? That's what it means?
If Malchut works with this sfira, then of course it adds to this sfira a desire according to the sfira in order to illuminate what is in the sphere from the direct light to do the same in the reflected light. And then Malchut adds to the sphere coarseness and reflected light, and the sphere becomes sapphire. It begins to illuminate, to shine. Gilad, where are you?
We are in 109.
Yeah.
Title? Netzach has 3 of direct light and 7 of reflected light. Hoda has 2 of direct light and 8 of reflected light. Yesod has 9 of reflected light and 1 of direct light. And Malchut has 10 sfirot of reflected light. 109. Netzach has 3 sfirot of direct light from Netzach downwards, which are Netzach Hod and Yesod of direct light. It also has 7 sfirot of reflected light that are from Netzach upwards, which are the 6 parts of Kachab Chagat that pass through her, whose Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut, and her own part, which is Chesed of Or Chozer. Hod has 2 Sfirot of direct light, Hod and Yesod, and 8 Sfirot of Or Chozer from Hod upwards. Those are the 7 parts, Kachab, Chagat, and Netzach, that passed through him, which are Chagat Nehim, of reflected light, and his own part, which is Bina, of reflected light. Yesod has 1 Sfira of Or Yashar, and 9 Sfirot of reflected light, which are from Yesod upwards. Those are the 8 parts, Chagat, Netzach, and Hod, that pass through him, which are Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, of reflected light, and his own part being Chochmah, of reflected light.
PT 6.
Yes. PT6.
Rav, we say about Malchut that has 10 Sfirot, is that she is most bestowing?
Malchut is the only one that bestows in each and every Sfirah. When Malchut is included in each Sfirah, it becomes a giver in the same manner of that Sfirah. But Malchut is the giver, the power that gives. The Sfirah gives Malchut a certain characteristic, how it can bestow.
So 10 Sfirot of reflected light, is she's bestowing in all 10 ways of every Sfirah, something like that.
Again?
He wrote that she has 10 Sfirot of reflected light in the Malchut.
Yes.
That means he has 10 forms of bestow. What does it mean, 10 Sfirot of reflected light?
She gives to the 10 Sfirot of reflected light to Keter. That's why she is included in all these Sfirot. Yeah.
Kab you.
Thank you, Rav. What is the correct way to yearn while learning tests? You always tell us not to yearn with the intellect. So in what way are we yearning? What are we yearning with?
Specifically,
precisely because we're learning the study of the Ten Sfirot and there's a lot of intellect here and we're trying to understand, it's better not to understand what is written here. It's not the smart one who learns, but rather we want to realize it in our desires, to understand in our desires, the heart understands. To understand in my desires how I can function, give back to the Creator through the friends, how I do this with my desires, with their desires, how we become included, how when we speak of the Sfirot of direct light, reflected light, let's say we are in a tent. Where is this direct light here? Where is the reflected light? How do I give to all the friends? I'm included in them and give to the Creator. How does the Creator give to me through the inclusion in the friends until it comes to me? And I make of myself at one time Malchut, another time Keter, and so on. This is what we have to think about. And with our intellect, if we learn it this way, then the maximum is that we will understand some order. How many of direct light, how many of reflected light, but it's superficial. It won't give us anything. Clear, right?
Queens 2.
Okay, Queens 2.
Да, доброго времени суток, дорогие друзья, дорогой Рав.
Good day, dear friends, dear Rav. So it turns out that the more or the lower that direct light goes, so there's more reflected light. The closer to the Malchut, there's more reflected light. So it turns out that the upper ones have everything, the lower ones don't?
No. All the Sfirot received, each Sfirah receives what it needs, what's coming to it, according to how it can participate with the rest of the Sfirot. Each Sfirah, according to its coarseness, according to its fineness, according to its inclusion in Malchut and all the other Sfirot. There's nothing here that comes at the expense of another. There's no such thing in spirituality. Tel Aviv 4.
כן, תודה רב. בקטר.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. The Keter receives 9 Sfirot of direct light and 1 Sfirah of reflected light.
Yes.
So it seems that the Malchut has to receive 9. 9 of reflected light, but Yesod receives it.
Have it this way for now, it doesn't matter. You'll see later. You're right, there is a question here. Everyone asks about it. Okay, P29. PTA 29.
Question from a friend in the 10. What does it mean that Malchut adds a viut to a sphira?
Malchut, her desire connects to the sphira where the light shines, and then she wants, with the light that shines, with her desire, to give it back to the host, to the creator. That's the way it is. PT 33.
Thank you. Well, the question isn't really scrutinized, but if you look at every sphira, there's like a mixture between direct light and reflected light, but only Malchut has all 10 lights. And the rest, there's always a bit of this and a bit of that, but not all the 10. So what does it mean?
There are. In each and every one, in each and every sphira you have.
There's 10 sphirot.
You have 10 sphirot?
But there's like a mixture, but not all 10.
Why?
For instance, so Tiferet, so you have Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod of direct light, and Gvoa Tiferet Hod Yesod Malchut of reflected light, but they don't have the whole 10. Only Malchut has all 10, and Keter has all 10, and the rest is, it's only partial. 10 lights, but only partial.
No. Soon we will read, and you'll see how he summarizes it, and you'll have exactly 10 sfirot in each sfirah, but the difference between them is how each sfirah divides the 10 sfirot, the whole cake, into a part of reflected light and a part of direct light. Because it's not sfirot, it's malchut that's included in all the sfirot, and this is how she operates. The only one that operates is malchut. The rest of the sfirot don't operate. They only bring, how should I put it, a manner of bestowal. Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach Hod, a manner of bestowal. But Malchut always is the only one that operates. Okay? All right, let's move on to the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon.
So, next part, and we'll sing a song.